It's time for high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Haney, it's Delane, out the Windy. Why not? She has a hot hand, high arcing, rainbow three! Give her another! Savannah Windy with her fourth three of the first half. Corner three, left side, Brian Short. Three down, put back. Wilt hits the buzzer, he switches it on the baseline. Wilt's right spot at the right time. And the Vikings go in the locker room with a 13-point lead.
Tonight's game can be streamed free online at mscsports.net or on our free mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store.
Now Davis just passed behind a center target. Finley comes away with it. Gives it up to Bonner. Bonner goes all the way. Right hand jam! They throw it away. It's deflected. Haney gets it. Two on the clock. Haney shoots from way downtown for the win. Yes! Oh, my gosh!
And now, with today's play-by-play coverage, here is Wade Gershner.
And welcome back again to Seaman High School. The girls' game in the books. Number one team in the state, Seaman Lady Vikings, win over Shawnee Heights 64-54. Time to turn our attention to the boys. John says the Seaman Viking boys 11-4, 8-3 in the UKC, ranked 7-5A, taking on the 8th-ranked team in 5A, Shawnee Heights. The Thunderbirds, winners of 7 in a row, 13-2 overall, 9-2 in conference play. This one should be fantastic. We're looking forward to it. Let's introduce you to the starting lineups. First for Shawnee Heights, Jamarion Cook is a 5'9 junior point guard, averaging 7 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Deacon Pomeroy, a 6'5 senior center. He is committed to play baseball at Oklahoma State, averaging 11.7 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Jarrett Sanchez, 6'6 senior power forward, athletic wing. Last year averaged 19 a game. This year averaging 19 a game, 5.5 rebounds, 3 steals. All-league first teamer a year ago in the UKC. Cameron Rouse, 6'4 sophomore shooting guard, averaging 7 points, 4 rebounds. And Ontarius Emmett, a 6'4 junior shooting forward, averaging 7.3 rebounds. Ken Darting, Hall of Famer in his 8th year at Shawnee Heights, record 93-54. The head coach, assisted by Robbie Sanders, Corey Powell, and Michael Brooks. For Seaman, their head coach is Craig Cox in his 14th year, assisted by Josh Gomez, Paul Muzzy, and Kevin Hoffman. Briar Finley, a 6'5 senior guard, averaging 16.6 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. Kayvon Bonner, all-leaguer a year ago, 6'3 junior point guard, averaging 18.4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 steals. Landon Wilt, 6'1 junior guard, averaging 10.4 rebounds. Dalton Smith, 6'3 senior forward, averaging 3.5 points, 4 rebounds. And Matthew McConaughey, not to be confused with the actor, 6'3 junior forward, averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds. Finley, Bonner, Wilson, Smith on returning starters. Briar Finley will be playing in the Shrine Bowl on the gridiron later on this summer. Very talented athlete. They've got some great athletes for both these boys' teams and should be very fun to cover here tonight on the radio. We're going to pause for our national anthem. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you, and they are on site swinging a hammer and on the phone negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Dultmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Justin Fluke, Wade Gershner back with you for this boys varsity contest between two of the top 10 teams in the state in 5A. Tail of the tape, Seaman averaging 63 points per game on offense, Shawnee Heights 69. Shawnee Heights, their biggest strength is their defense. They're giving up just 47 points per game. Seaman giving up 55 a game. Seaman shooting 43% from the floor, Shawnee Heights 46%, Seaman 30% from three, Shawnee Heights 34%. Foul shooting very close, 63% for Seaman and 61% for Shawnee Heights. Turnovers, Seaman averages 12 a game. Shawnee Heights been good with the basketball, averaging just 10 turnovers per contest. Of course, the two leading scorers to watch out for Seaman is Kayvon Bonner, All-Leaguer a year ago. Last year, averaged 16 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. First team All-UKC League. Missed some time with an injury. Averaging 18 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. Brian Finley, who only played in a few games last year due to an injury. He's been fantastic. Averaging 16 points, 6 rebounds. One of the best wide receivers in the state in football. Outstanding pitcher. Just a great athlete all the way around, no matter what the sport is. Very athletic. And then for Shawnee Heights, you look at Jared Sanchez, 6'6 senior. He can put it on the floor. He can drive it. He can shoot it. All-league first team, averaging 19 a game. And then Deacon Pomeroy, 6'5 senior center. As Coach Cox explained, that Pomeroy and Sanchez are a two-headed monster, and they're going to have to deal with him. Shawnee Heights keys tonight, according to their head coach, it's keep guards in front, guard the three-point line. The Shawnee Heights team is deep. They're long. They're athletic. Their defense is good. They cause turnovers. They rebound it well. They've got a good inside scoring presence. Concern finishing some games. The only two they've lost is to Casey Piper, who's ranked 2 in 5A, and then find some consistency with some role players. For Seaman, their defense has been very good this year. Concerns, shot selection at times, and trying to figure out the rotation with some of their players coming off the bench. So we look forward to this one. Seaman in the home white with the red numerals and lettering outlined in black. Shawnee Heights in the road black with the red numerals, the blue lettering outlined in red. Pomeroy to jump against Briar Finley. Tip is controlled by Shawnee Heights. Grabbing it is Ontarius Emmett. Man-to-man defense by the Vikings. Last year, Shawnee Heights beat Seaman in both matchups. Seaman last year went just 9-12. Hit with a ton of injuries, and Shawnee Heights went to the state tournament, lost first round to Piper. Off-balance shot put up and off the mark there by Cameron Ross, rebounded by Bonner, and here come the Vikings from left to right on your radio dial from south to north as the gym sits here in front of me. What a pass underneath, but unable to handle it to Smith, bobbled it and turnover for Seaman. Great pass by Bonner, just wasn't handled there by Dalton Smith. Pass might have surprised him a little bit. Both teams play man-to-man. Both teams very good defensively. Inside, pull-up Jay off the dribble, and that is Sanchez. And he's one of the best players in the state in 5A, and he proves it right there. 2-0 in favor of the Thunderbirds. Just 50 seconds into this one. Finley, guarded closer there by Ross. Ross reaches in, way out between the rings, near half-court almost, and called for the reach in the foul, his first team foul. Shawnee Heights last year 19-4, lost to Piper in the first round of 5A. It was their first trip to state since 2017. Here's a lob on the baseline to Finley. Finley turns and lobs all the way back out to Bonner. Bonner guarded by Cook. A little leaner on the drive in the lane, bounces off, foul called. It's on Cook, his first and the second team foul already on the Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds made 13 state appearances. Seaman just two. Seaman was state champs back in 2022 in 5A. Shawnee Heights has 5 state titles, 88, 89, 2000, 02, and the most recent was 17. As the free throw put up and in by Bonner, a 78% foul shooter, leads the team in that category, leads the team in points, assists, and steals. Second free throw, right-handed shooter, and he buries both charity tosses. We're tied at 2. Shawnee Heights starts 2 seniors, 2 juniors, and a sophomore. 9 players back from that team that made it to state a year ago. They're experienced. They expect to do good things deep into the postseason. Double clutching, splitting two defenders off the dribble. What a play by Jared Sanchez. He has four. And it's 4-2, Shawnee Heights. Here's Finley. Picked up by Ross. He got an early foul. Finley pulls the trigger. Splashes a three from the near wing. Finley's 29th triple of the year. And Seaman has their first lead at 5-4. Montarius Emmett gets it to Sanchez. Picked up there by Finley. Sanchez fakes the three. Drives on Finley. Now kicks it over right side. They swing it. Wide open three. Top of the circle. Buried. Absolutely drilled by Jamarion Cook. His first three of the night, and it's 7-5 in favor of Heights. Underneath, wide open, Bonner, a terrific pass to McConaughey for the reverse layup. And we're tied at 7. Across the timeline. To my left, this is Ross. Gives it up to Sanchez. Pomeroy trying to post up against Smith. Pomeroy at 6'5". Strong upper body. Going to play baseball at Oklahoma State. Spins, turns, off-balance shot, bounces off, ball tipped, and it goes to Bonner. Vikings corral the rebound. 7-7 tie. Quickly ahead, Landon Wiltz, averaging 10 a game. Picks up the dribble. Now cutting inside. Wide open, missing the layup, though, with Smith. He had an easy bunny. Rebound, Pomeroy. Boy, Shawnee Heights got away with a defensive breakdown. There were two Vikings wide open underneath the bucket. Approaching 5 minutes to play in the first. A pull-up three guarded there by Sanchez, way off the mark. Finley, a good closeout. One and done for the Thunderbirds. Here's Bonner. Plays it left side. Finley fakes the three. Drives baseline. Steps through. Ball poked away. Stolen. Here's Cook. Pull-up three in transition. Bouncing off. Ball tipped around. It's loose and it's grabbed there by Emmett. Emmett Pomeroy, top of the key. Fakes the three. Drives. Leans in. And that should be an offensive foul, and it is. Waiting for him in the lane was Matthew McConaughey. And he draws the charge. Pomeroy with the foul. That's his first. Third team foul on the Thunderbirds. And we still have 4:40 to play. First quarter, five fouls puts you into the double bonus. Shot clock, of course, here at Seaman. 35-second shot clock. Wasn't a factor in the girls' game whatsoever. Bonner gives it up to Wiltz. Bonner, wraparound pass off the hand of McConaughey. Here's Finley, one-hand pass, try to thread the needle. Didn't get it through there, deflected by Shawnee Heights, but the Vikings get it back. Here is Wilt, 6'1 junior guard. To Smith, cutting to the bucket, McConaughey steps through, banker up, and it rolls in. McConaughey with his second bucket, and it's 9-7 in favor of the Vikings. 4:08 to go, first quarter. Battle of the United Kansas Conference rivals. Quick move all the way to the hoop, missing with a left hand. Layup try is Emmett. Well, explosive first step. Beat the defender off the dribble, but couldn't finish at the cup. Vikings clear the rebound. Finley across the Viking logo at half court. Fakes the dribble handoff. Keeps it. Pull up three. Up and short from the far wing. Ball tipped out. Comes the Ross. Thunderbirds want to push. Don't have the numbers. And a foul called on Finley. His first in the open floor. First team foul on the Vikings. Vikings first losing season last year since the 1920 campaign, but injuries just killed their chances a year ago. Craig Cox, head coach, in his 14th year, record of 158-141. He's a Silver Lake grad back in 1978. These two schools will meet again in 17 days at Shawnee Heights on Friday, February the 28th. Sanchez gets in the Pomeroy, now back to Sanchez. Sanchez has four early points. Out front, Pomeroy. Bounce pass, posting up is Daquan Lee. Kicks it out, wide open. Javon Alston. His three, the lefty misses. Rebound, Pomeroy backs in, puts it up, can't get it to go, but he's fouled. Pomeroy with good position for the offensive rebound. Fouls on Dalton Smith, that's his first and second team foul on the Vikings. JV boys game was very exciting earlier tonight. Shawnee Heights prevailed 59-53. Seaman missed the three at the buzzer to try to send it into overtime. Free throw up and switched by Pomeroy. He averages 11 points, 7 rebounds, 76% foul shooter. That's best on the team. Coming into the ball game for the first time is Griffin Zuniga. And also coming in is Cameron Bryant. Getting breathers, McConaughey and Dalton Smith. Second free throw. Pomeroy rattles that one home. And we're tied at 9. Finley. Quickly across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Gives it to Bonner. Bonner guarded by Sanchez. Now Finley picked up there by Alston. Finley has size advantage, 6'5 on 5'10. Finley dishes, not ready for it, Lazutiga. Bounces off his chest, gets it back to Wilkes, lobs it into the near corner. Finley fakes the three, drives all the way to the hoop, and scores. Great move by Finley, under control. He has five as he keeps playing out, trying to block the three. 11-9 in favor of Seaman. With it between the ovals, this is Alston, averaging 3 points off the bench, 5'10 junior. Plays it out front, top of the key extended. Between the rings goes to Sanchez. Now with it is Emmett. Harris Emmett, quick move, drives, and we have a foul called. It's either on Bryan with a reach or Wilkes with the body. We're going to call Wilkes with the personal. His first and the third team foul on the Vikings. Team fouls even at three apiece. 2:38 to go first quarter, 11-9 in favor of the hometown Vikings. Here is Jarrett Sanchez going to work one-on-one, and he draws a contact, and a blocking foul is called on Cameron Bryan. Sanchez, 6'6", and all-league first team a year ago. I mean, he's just a matchup nightmare. You take a big and play him inside, he'll just take the big outside on the perimeter, try to isolate, play a smaller athletic guard on him, and then he can just shoot right over or post up. Stoppage in play to sort something out the scorer's table here. Sanchez, the trigger man, right of the bucket on the baseline to my left. They take the handoff play to him. Pomeroy then had poked away. Last touch by Pomeroy. Good defense by Cameron Bryan, forcing the Thunderbirds into their second turnover. Eleven to nine, Vikings with the lead and the basketball. Finley picked up by Sanchez. What a matchup that is. Finley cut off by Sanchez. Pullback shot airballed by Finley and out of bounds. Sanchez wins that battle. Finley at 6'5", Sanchez at 6'6". Ross is back in for the Thunderbirds. Going out is Emmett. Vikings lead by two. Thunderbirds with the ball, chance to tie or take the lead with a three. Both teams play man-to-man defense. Here's Pomeroy being hounded there by McConaughey. He goes all the way to the hoop. Banker good. Boy, tough shot. Gliding into the lane. Little off balance, but Pomeroy banks it in with a little right-handed mini hook. We're tied at 11. Bonner behind the back dribble. Spin dribble going to work against Alston. Flips it to Finley. Finley, good defense by Alston. Nice cut. Wraparound pass underneath to Smith from McConaughey. Rejected by Ross and Pomeroy with the rebound. What help defense by Cameron Ross, a sophomore at 6'4". Johnny Heights has size all over the floor. Sanchez in the lane, flips and falls, and that is a travel. We're tied at 11. Minute 32. Left to play in the first quarter. Battle of these two rivals in the capital city. Seaman hosting this one. Shawnee Heights will host in 17 days. Both state ranked. Shawnee Heights has won seven in a row. Here is Finley. Guarded there by Sanchez. Backs him down. Lost it for a moment. Gets a back double team. Open three-pointer on the way. Zuniga, no good from the top of the key. Back iron. Ball tipped out of bounds. It will go. No, it'll stay with the Vikings. Shawnee Heights last Tuesday beat Turner 97-47. Friday beat Lansing 78-48. So the last two wins by a combined 80 points. Here Bonner, pull up Jay, missing from 17 off the dribble. And rebounded there by Alston. Pass ahead to Sanchez. Sanchez underhands it to the corner. Pomeroy's three up and off the back iron. Long rebound, Dalton Smith. Smith had it poked away. Reach-in foul called on the Thunderbirds. Their fourth team foul. We'll see who they called it on. It's on Ross. That's his second. Meanwhile, Seaman, Tuesday, they lost to Baser and Linwood 67-62 and then blew out Turner on the road Friday 69-41. Inbounds, full court token man-to-man. Handled there. Cameron Bryan comes to be the relief valve and catches it. And now Finley brings it across the timeline from left to right. Now pulls the trigger. A deep three in and out. Alston the rebound. And a reach-in foul called on Bryan, who says, hey, I had a jump ball. I tied him up. Said the official says, no, you didn't. That's a 15 foul, so that means free throws coming all the way back to the south end of the floor to my left. Demon Girls won earlier tonight, 64-54. Maddie Gregg, 5 3-pointers, 23 points, 17 in the first half. Anna Becker with 21. Emily Wilhelm chipped in with 12. The Vikings hit 9 threes to stay undefeated at 16-0. The free throw, the lefty Alston leaves it short. 60% foul shooter. McConaughey is in, going out Ryan with the two fouls. You don't think he McConaughey gets some jokes about his name, Matthew McConaughey? He is younger. He can always say that when the actor. Second free throw, Alston in and out. Ball tipped, almost put up on tip by Lee, and then slipping and falling. Couple guys hit the deck, and what do we got? Jump ball, tie up. I'm blocked right here because the student section is standing up. And they say that it is jump ball. One official pointing it's Thunderbird ball, but if they say jump ball, the arrow says Seaman. So what do we got? The arrow, I'm going to say it, could be Seaman ball, according to the arrow. So they'll try to sort all this out. And it is Seaman basketball, to the delight of the student section to my left. So 38.8 on the clock, 32 on the shot clock. So Seaman cannot hold for the final shot of the first quarter. 11-11 tie. Finley has 5, McConaughey has 4, Bonner's been held to 2, Sanchez has 4, Pomeroy 4, 3 for Cook on a triple. Here's Dalton Smith in the far corner, out front McConaughey, they reverse it to Bonner. Bonner puts it on the floor, lobs it to Finley far side in front of the Shawnee Heights bench. Finley cut off there, needs the relief valve and gets it to Zuniga, and he traveled. Shawnee Heights has a nice student section of their own right behind their bench on the far side of the court. So the travel is called on Seaman, their second turnover. Shot clock turned off, 13.6 to work with for the Thunderbirds. Zuniga is out, Landon Wilkes is in for the Vikings. Sanchez lets the ball roll into play. Now he touches the half court, and the clock starts as he touches it. High screen and roll action. Sanchez gets a switch, guarded by McConaughey. Sanchez backs out, checks the clock. He wants to go one-on-one. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Sanchez off balance, 3, and he did a good acting job, and a foul called on McConaughey, and Coach Cox is incredulous. He can't believe it. That was a pretty good acting job by Sanchez. There's the flop warnings now in basketball. They say that Sanchez hit across the elbow. Love to see a replay of that one. McConaughey picks up the foul, and will be 3 free throws if he was behind the line, which he was. Foul on the shot. Seaman fans not happy with that call at all. They put 0.2 on the clock. You can't catch and shoot with 0.2. Sanchez, 3 free throws, 71% foul shooter. First one up, good. A tough break there for McConaughey, just closing out on the shooter. Official said he got him on the elbow. Second free throw for Sanchez, 6'6 senior. This one rims out. Now he'll get the third. Thunderbirds lead by 1. Sanchez, right-handed shooter. Offset stance at the line, lets it fly, and hits it. Sanchez with 6. Baseball pass down the floor, caught by Bonner, but won't go, wouldn't account anyway. Can't catch and shoot with 2/10 of a second. 13-11 in favor of Shawnee Heights. Back of the second quarter in 1 minute. This is high school basketball, 96.9 The Pulse.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock and Thunderstone, Minimizer fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for staying with us. High school basketball, 96.9 The Pulse. Coming up Thursday, we plan on having St. Mary's at Silver Lake. Next Tuesday, we'll be right back here at Seaman High School. A battle of four ranked teams, Hyper and Seaman. That should be a terrific doubleheader. Got a good one here in the boys' game, as we anticipated. Here's a lob. Alley-oop. Sanchez lays it up and in. Couldn't jam it, but under control, lays it up and in. Set play on the inbounds from half court. Just throw it in and had a back screen. And Sanchez was able to go up and catch it and lay it in off the window. 15-11, 6-0 run by the Thunderbirds. Wilts fakes a three, brings it back to Finley. Finley drives into the lane, kicks it out to Bonner. Bonner from about 27 feet, three is short, and rebounded there by Daquan Lee. 15-11, quick move by Emmett, nearly traveled. Now Ross is open. Check, that's Cook, and he traveled before he hit the running banker. No, they're going to say 3 second violation. Turnover either way. Demon led 11-9. Donnie Hines has scored the last six. Don't forget to download the free MSC radio app on your smartphone. Listen to any of our stations, wherever you may be across the world, including the Pulse. Bonner guarded there by Cook. Bonner now jumps in the air. Baseline throws away right to Pomeroy. Sanchez ahead of the pack. He underhands it to the trailer. Cook pulls the trigger for three. In and out. Great setup by Sanchez. Rebound by Smith. And then Pomeroy bumped him. The ball loose. Out of bounds. Last touch by Seaman. Viking fans wanted a foul call. So it'll stay with the Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds lost to Piper early in the year by three. There's a trap in the corner, in trouble. They get it in to Lee. Lee turns on the block, up and under, shot up with the left. No tip, doesn't go for Pomeroy. Rebound to Bonner. Baseball pass at far side to Wilts. Wilts splits a double and then lost the ball out of bounds. And a turnover for the Vikings. The second time around, Johnny Heights lost to Piper by 17. So Piper's kind of been a nemesis for him. Piper knocked him out in the first round of the 5A tournament a year ago. Seaman, last time there at state, just a few years ago. And they were state champs in 2022, 18-7. Up and under move there by Pomeroy. Draws the contact, goes to the line for two free throws. We'll see who this one is on. It is on Wilts. That's his second. First team foul of the quarter on the Vikings. Seaman, four returning starters from last year's team, went 9-12, but hampered by injuries. And Donnie Heights, nine of their players back from that team that went to state a year ago. First free throw by Pomeroy. Back iron, too strong. Seaman girls won earlier tonight, 64-54. They undefeated. Second free throw, swished there by Pomeroy. And it is 16-11. Seaman has gone about 3.5 minutes without a point. Here's Bonner, guarded by Cook. Bonner leans in, shot no, but contact drawn. Cook saying he had his hands straight up. Officials don't agree. Second on Cook. First team foul, the Thunderbirds, who come in on winners of seven in a row. So, Kayvon Bonner, the junior, two at the line on all-league selection a year ago. Leads the team at 18 a contest. Free throw up and good. 78% foul shooter. All three of his points tonight from the charity stripe. That stops the run for Shawnee High. Second free throw by Bonner. Also good. So it's 16-13. That ends a 7-0 spurt by the Thunderbirds. Approaching 6 minutes to play. First half. Pomeroy off the screen. And he knocks down the triple top of the circle. Pomeroy's showing range. His first three of the night, he has eight. 19-13 Thunderbirds. Inside, McConaughey can't finish. Ball poked away by Pomeroy. And then Sanchez had it knocked away. Bonnie's all over the floor. Goes right to McConaughey, who lays it up and in. And someone is hurt. Oh, boy. with Seth Dalton Smith. He is down in the lane. McConaughey gets the bucket. It's a great effort. A Heights player on the floor along with Smith. And he is grabbing his left wrist, it appears. Actually, it's more of his left wrist, left thumb. I think he'll be all right. So 19-15, as McConaughey, after there are bodies all over in the lane, McConaughey, right place, right time, got the loose ball and just flipped it up and in. 5:39 to go in this first half, and Smith's going to be attended to. He will check out. Coming into the ballgame, Griffin Dinega, 6'4 junior, averaging 4 points, 2 rebounds off the bench. Seaman picks up man-to-man half court. Javon Austin is in running the point with Cook on the bench with two fouls. There's Sanchez, gets it over. With it is Alston. Now back to Sanchez, far sideline. Picked up on a switch by Zuniga, and the reach-in foul called on Bonner. Came on with his first, and it is the second team foul on the Vikings. Didn't have a lot of fouls in the girls' game, but definitely calling it pretty tight here in the boys' contest. Tyran Parker, a junior, into the ballgame for the first time. Here's Sanchez. Between the rings, it goes to Alston. Here's Emmett. Top of the circle, putting on the floor, driving right of lane, putting up the wild shot, does not go for Sanchez, and sliding in is McConaughey, take a second charge of the night. Sanchez with his first foul, second team foul, player control foul, fifth turnover for Shawnee Hunt. Now McConaughey, that's just great help defense. He slid over and was waiting on Sanchez. That appeared to be the right call. 5 minutes to go, first half. Seaman trailing by four. Finley, crossover. Another crossover to his left. Spins in the lane. Double team. Finds McConaughey. One dribble. Fires it to Bonner. And a 3 second violation called, I think, on Finley underneath. After he passed the ball, didn't get out of lane soon enough. Goes back over to the Thunderbirds, who will be playing at DeSoto on Friday. Next Tuesday, host Baser Linwood. Seaman will have Friday off, and then a huge matchup against Piper on Tuesday on 96.9 The Pulse. A week from today, as the entry pass for Parker and Cameron Bryan came through his back, and fans are complaining about that one, but that's an easy call. Bryan came through his back, shoved him. Easy call for the official, but the easiest one of the night so far. Third team foul and the third on Bryan. I checked that. They're going to call that on McConaughey instead. I look at Bryan got more of the body than anybody did, but probably, I guess that could be a good thing for Seaman. That prevents Bryan from having three fouls. And Parker checks out. Austin to trigger it in and throws it away. Stolen by Bonner. Both teams with a few turnovers here in the last minute of action. Here's Finley going all the way. Now stops. Cutting the bucket is Bryan. Can't finish at the rim. Baseline drive. Good setup by Finley. But Bryan on good line for a couple of free throws. Hit across the face. Foul is on Lee. That is his first. And the third team foul on the Thunderbirds. Giving up just 46.5 points a game. Seaman's stuck on 15 right now as Bryan misses the first free throw. Landon Wiltz is in. Going out is McConaughey. McConaughey has two fouls. Bryan has two fouls. Wiltz has two fouls. Ross and Cook, two fouls for the T-Birds. Second free throw. Bryan, 52% foul shooter, hits one out of two. 19-16 in favor of Shawnee Heights. Conroy holds the ball above his head. Right wing extended. Knocked away by Bryan. Now he can dribble it. Pomeroy puts on the floor into the corner to Sanchez. A deep three from the right wing. Missing. And there's got to be a flop warning. That's got to be a flop warning. Yep, there it is. Sanchez flopped. That was a pretty easy call, too. Finley didn't even touch it. Sanchez flopped, and he gets the warning here. A lot of Seaman fans thought he flopped to get the call to get three free throws to close out the first quarter. Not a technical, it's a warning. Not a foul. The shot was no good. It was rebounded by Seaman, but they give the flop warning, so not a turnover either. 19-16. Johnny Heights with the lead. Seaman with the ball. Here's Finley bringing it up to my right. Picks up the dribble. Chest pass over to Axton Brewer, a sophomore for the first time, number 33. Bonner skipped past the Finley. Shoots the three over Sanchez. That one too strong. Great rebound underneath by Brewer. Put back good! Axton Brewer, immediate offense off the bench. Great effort. 19-18. Now the pass is tipped out of bounds. It will stay with Shawnee Heights. Finley with a near steal. 19-18. Heights with the lead and the ball. Cook is back in with two fouls. We talked about both these defenses are very salty, and we're seeing that right now. 3:45 to go before intermission. Pomeroy trying to drive on Brewer. Sends the arm, kicks it out. Wide open Cook, triple short, top of the circle. And Lee stepped out of bounds as he tried to save it. The both teams struggling to find a flow and a rhythm on offense. Part of that, I would say, is there's kind of been a lack of ball movement at times for both these teams, but then also both these teams are very solid, fundamentally sound on defense. Here's Finley over to Brewer, knocked away and stolen. Not a good pass by Finley. Pomeroy steals it, goes all the way, tried to jam it, partially blocked by Finley. No foul called as Pomeroy hits the deck on the baseline. Back the other way, 5-on-4. Bryan leans in, puts an off-balance banker. No. Ball tipped around, and finally Lee comes away with it. Shawnee Heights has a 3-on-2, now a 3-on-3. Sanchez steps through. That's got to be a travel or a foul, and they call a foul. Oh, boy. I call him as I see him, folks. That was a travel before any contact. It was a Euro step kind of move, but he took an extra step. Now Sanchez ain't happy because he thought he was fouling the act of shooting. But that's a 14 foul, so it would be on the floor. Landon Wiltz picks up his third foul. 14 foul. But it did look like a travel. And Shawnee Heights saying shooting foul, and he was not in the act of shooting. So both fan bases upset with the officials on the same call. Here's Pomeroy, and he had it knocked away. Far side, last touch by Pomeroy. Good trap by Brewer along with Ryan, and Brewer giving him some energy off the bench. 7 turnovers for the T-Birds. Bonner Finley out there along with Dalt Smith back in, has that left wrist taped after being shaken up. Brewer's out there. Here's a back cut to Smith from Finley, and Smith is hammered and goes to the line for 2. Fouled on the shot attempt underneath the rim. Daquan Lee, his second. 14th foul on the Thunderbirds. So it's Smith at the line, a 43% foul shooter. Finley, Ryan, Bonner, and Brewer. Cook, Sanchez, Pomeroy, Lee, and Ross. And now coming in for Lee is Emmett. Smith hits the first free throw to tie the game at 19. Second free throw for the 6'3 senior is up, and he switches it. And the Vikings back in front, 20-19. Shawnee Heights had a 5-point lead a few minutes ago. Posting up on the block is Pomeroy. Turns and faces, double team. Knocked away by Brewer. And then losing the ball out of bounds on the near side is Bryan. Boy, Brewer. Brewer's been fantastic off the bench. What a spark plug. 6'2 sophomore. Had a rebound, a stick back, good defense. Been very active. A couple of deflections with his hands. And now he's guarding Sanchez. Sanchez spins, turns. Little floater in the lane, rolls around and in for Sanchez. Nice touch. He has 10. 21-20. Heights with the lead. Bonner, one-on-one, a little crossover against Cook. Leans in, pump fake, puts it up. It doesn't fall. Rebound there as Cook got to back off. He's playing with 2. Ross the rebound. Into the front court. Back to the trailer, Cook. Ross might have got away with steps. Now Emmett lobs it out front to Sanchez. Pump fake, Ross, nice move into the paint. And that's an offensive foul. Coming in and taking a charge is Bryan. Ross with his third. That is the third charge taken by the Seaman defense. So Lee is back in. Ross will check out with the three personals. 21-20, Shawnee Heights with the lead. Minute 48 to go, second quarter. And the Vikings have the ball. Chance to retake the lead. Finley, aggressive move all the way to the hoop. Shot does not fall. Now he's called for a charge. Sliding in. Good help defense is Lee. And Lee, got to be happy that was a charge. That would have been his third foul. It was called a block. So Finley just picked up his second. Player control foul, 15 fouls. So both teams will be shooting double bonus the final minute 39 of this first half. 21-20, Shawnee Heights with the lead. We figured it was a tight game. Two state-ranked teams in 5A. Shawnee Heights ranked 8th, team in 7th. Shawnee Heights ranked lower, even though they have a better record, which is interesting. Now to the right side with it is Emmett. Sanchez had a notion. Emmett pulls the trigger from deep and buries it in front of the Seaman bench. Emmett with a three-pointer. That's a huge one. And it's 24-20. Shawnee Heights with the lead. Spinning his Bonner. And a dangerous skip pass, but it goes to Finley. Finley steps through. Fires it underneath on the baseline. It's Smith. He fades away. Misses. Left it short. That could be a traveler. Two Seaman players that were tied up with themselves. Now Lee not happy with Finley. And if they tee up both guys, that's not good for Seaman because that'd be Finley's third. Finley and Lee were just kind of caught amongst each other on the floor, and they tried to unpile, and there's a little extracurricular activity. So if you're a Seaman fan, you're hoping this is not a technical because that would be a third foul on Finley. You don't want double technicals. That, although Lee, that'd be his third as well. So let's see what they call. Starting out at the scorer's table. Yep. There we go. So Coach Cox can't be happy because that's three now on Finley. Technicals count as personal fouls. So Finley has three and Lee has three. And that's advantage Shawnee Heights. Finley, their second leading scorer for the Vikings. So they put 16 fouls up on the board. There's no need to do that because once you get the five, it's double bonus. So I don't have to keep track of it anymore. So then they go to the arrow at Seaman basketball. So Finley stays on the floor with three fouls. Lee comes out and a timeout by Coach Cox. 1:05 to go for halftime. 24-20 Shawnee Heights back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Meritow Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Meritow Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, things getting a little testy on the floor between these two rivals. Double technicals assessed. One to Briar Finley, one to Daquan Lee. Both now have three personals. Both are now on the bench. Minute five to play in this first half. 24-20, Shawnee Heights with the lead. Bonner, the trigger man on the baseline to my right. Four across on the baseline. That's the formation. Brewer catches it. One dribble over to Brian. Brian, into the paint. Kicks it into the corner. Brewer shoots a three. Swatted into the stands. Three rows up by Sanchez. He's fired up. The Seaman without their second leading score for the final 55 seconds of this first half. Bonner in the Coffin corner lobs it out to Smith. Here's Zuniga. Back to Bonner. And now he just got hit to the ground there by Alston. Alston with the foul. That's his first. And Bonner is slow to get up as he hit the floor hard. He's shaken up. That's your leading score. Your second leading score is on the bench with three fouls. I think Bonner will be okay, but definitely in some pain right now after that aggressive foul on Alston. Things becoming testier by the second. 49 seconds to play. Fish is doing a good job of giving Bonner some time to collect himself. Aaron Bonner has not made a shot from the floor. He is 4-4 from the line, and he misses the free throw. So Finley on the bench with three fouls. He has a three-pointer and 5 points in this first half. He's made the only three for Seaman tonight. Cook and Pomeroy have each hit a three for the Thunderbirds. And Bonner misses both free throws. Rebounded there by Tyron Parker's in for Lee, who's out with three fouls. And here's Alstis, picked up by Bonner. Sanchez checks it between the circles at the volleyball line, now backs it all the way out. 20 on the shot clock, 33 on the game clock, and a timeout called by Johnny Heights. We'll take one as well. Thunderbirds lead by four, back in 30 seconds. 96.9 The Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Johnny Heights 24, Seaman 20 in the boys' varsity contest. 33 seconds to play in the first half. Shot clock at 19. The 13 to 14 second differential. Johnny Heights calling the first timeout of the game. Both teams have burned a timeout, have four remaining. Briar Finley on the bench with three fouls for Seaman. Daquan Lee, three fouls for Shawnee Heights. Sanchez to throw it in. Far side. Gets a return pass from Pomeroy. Flips up to Cook. Cook's done a good job staying away from a third foul. Picked up too early. Pomeroy has it. They post up on the block is Sanchez, and he is mugged underneath. So just a design play. They're very patient. Sanchez gave up the ball, went to the opposite side of the floor, and then came across on a cross screen down low on the baseline and was wide open. The foul is on Smith, his second. In and out on the free throw by Sanchez. He's 2-4 from the line. He has 10 points to lead all Thunderbirds and to lead all scorers. Shot clock turned off, 19.8 to play before halftime. Second free throw, Sanchez. This one is pure. He has 11. And Zuniga brings the ball up the floor. Gives it to Bonner. Here comes a quick trap. Bonner trying to diagnose it. Skips it across to Bryan. Pull-up jumper off the dribble, off the heel from 15. Strong rebound by Parker. The ball's loose. It comes out to Zuniga. Three on the clock. Bonner catches it. Pump fake. Sidestep. High arcing rainbow. Three! Nothing but the bottom for Mr. Kayvon Bonner. Right in front of the Thunderbird bench. The ball was loose. And Bonner did such a great job of knowing the clock. Took one dribble, sidestep to free himself up. A lot of guys with less experience would have probably chucked it with 2 seconds. He knew exactly how much time he had and then nearly hit the rafters with the shot. And it was nothing but nylon. He rips the courts cleanly for three. And that pulls Seaman within two at intermission. 25-23 is the only made field goal in the first half for the Vikings. Leading scorer, Kayvon Bonner, coming in average 18 a game. He has 7 at the break, including that big three-pointer. Shawnee Heights 25, Seaman 23 at halftime. Stay tuned. Our halftime for 70s begin after this two-and-a-half-minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthouse at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome to our halftime show here at Seaman High School as Shawnee Heights boys leading at halftime 25-23. Seaman led 9-7, and then Shawnee Heights went on a 7-0 run after down 11-9 to go up 16-11 early in the second quarter. Seaman would retake the lead at 20-19. Shawnee Heights was up 5, 25-20. And then Seaman with a scramble play after a missed shot by Cameron Bryan. Eventually Bonner came down with it out on the perimeter, sidestep after a dribble for a high-arcing rainbow three that hit a pot of gold at the end of it. And that pulls Seaman within two at the break, 25-23. Shawnee Heights led in that first half by Jarrett Sanchez, their star, with 11. 3 of 5 from the line, averaging 19 a game. Deacon Pomeroy, 8 points, including a three-pointer, 3 of 4 from the stripe. 3 points on a three by Jamarion Cook. 3 points on a three by Ontarius Emmett. Turnovers, 9 for Shawnee Heights, 6 of 9 from the line, hit 3 threes, 1 by Pomeroy, 1 by Cook, and 1 by Emmett. They're actually 6 of 10 from the foul line. Actually, I think that was 6 of 11, if I got that correctly. Yeah, 6 of 11 for the foul line. For Seaman, they were led in that first half by Kayvon Bonner with 7. That 3 is only field goal in the first half to close out the second quarter. 6 points for Matthew McConaughey, 5 points for Briar Finley, 2 points for Dalton Smith, 1 point for Cameron Bryan, 2 points for Axton Brewer, gave him good minutes off the bench, the 6'2 sophomore. Foul trouble, there's some to talk about. Landon Wiltz with 3, Briar Finley with 3 after the double technical, Cameron Bryan has 2, Matthew McConaughey with 2. Dalton Smith with 2. A lot of foul trouble for Seaman. Johnny Heights, 2 on Cook, 3 on Ross, and 3 on Lee, but their two best players, Sanchez and Pomeroy, each have just 1 foul. Seaman in that first half turned it over just 5 times, but they trailed the break by 2, 25-23. Earlier tonight, girls contest, number 1 in the state, 5A undefeated Seaman, still undefeated. They're 16-0, 12-0 in the UKC as they win 64-54, back and forth first quarter. We were tied at 12, and Seaman went on a 9-3 run to close out the quarter, a buzzer-beating 3 at the end of the first frame from Maddie Gragg, who was just getting started. She had 5 threes in the first half, 4 in the second quarter, 17 points, 12 of those in the second quarter. Seaman outscored Heights 20-9 in the second frame, led by 17 at the break, 41-24. Never really looked back. And Maddie Gragg led the way, 23 points, 5 three-pointers, 21 points, 3 threes for Anna Becker, 12 points for Kinley Wilhelm, 8 for Ava Esser. Seaman is still undefeated, and they'll have Friday off, and then a huge matchup against number 5 and 5A Piper, a team they beat by 2 to start the year. We'll have it for you a week from tonight here at Seaman High School, 96-9 at Pulse. Shawnee Heights girls, 7-game winning streak is snapped. They're now 11-5, 8-4 in conference play. K.K. Emmett led the way, the sophomore, with 18 points and a couple of threes, and Cadence Torres chipped in with 13. Liana Vega had 12, 10 of those in the second half. Seaman girls hit 9 threes on the night, 5 by Gregg, 3 by Becker, 1 by Wilhelm, and they win the girls' contest 64-54. Boys' game halftime, 25-23 in favor of Shawnee Heights. More of a halftime show to come after a two-minute break on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband, John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
How important is trustworthy information to your family?
It's crucial. Just last week, the weather forecast helped us prepare for a big storm.
But it goes much deeper than that. It's knowing that the broadcasters live here too, and that means the world to us.
They're our neighbors, so it provides me the assurance that they're committed to keeping our community informed and connected with the information that directly affects us.
The Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Rooted in community, committed to truth.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, folks, don't forget to download the free MSC Radio app on your smartphones. Listen to not only 96.9 The Pulse, but all of our radio stations in Northeast Kansas. 96.9 The Pulse, the only locally owned and operated radio station in the capital city of Topeka. More action for you on Thursday, weather permitting. St. Mary's at Silver Lake. That's a makeup game from January. And then a week from tonight, we'll be right back here at Seaman as Piper will take on the Vikings. And then next Friday, Silver Lake at St. Mary's. They'll play twice in 8 days. And then Monday, February 24th, St. Mary's at Rossville. Then we'll get into postseason play. Huge thank you to our sponsors tonight. They include Nextech, Integrity Insurance, Clements Welding of Morrill, Performance Tire and Auto of Topeka, Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home, Sawgrove State Bank, Don't Buy Our Homes, Bob's Janitorial, and Rockford Real Estate, Wade Holthouse Agents. Halftime, 25-23 in favor of Shawnee Heights as we get ready to start this second half of action. Low scoring first half. Shawnee Heights giving up just 47 a game. Seaman allowing 55 a game, and we're on pace for a 50-46 game. Which I would say that probably favors Shawnee Heights a little bit. They're used to playing a little bit lower scoring games, but Seaman has shown that they can play really good defense throughout the season as well. Shawnee Heights won both these meetings a year ago by 3 here at Seaman, and then by 14 in the return matchup. And in this year's return matchup will be 17 days from now on Friday, February 28th, when Seaman will be at Shawnee Heights. It is McConaughey, Smith, Finley, Wilts, and Bonner, the starting five for Seaman. Finley with the 3 fouls, along with Wilts with 3. It is Cook and Emmett, Pomeroy, Sanchez, and Ross, the starting five, with Ross playing with 3 fouls for Shawnee Heights. Keepers have the ball, moving to my right with the black uniforms, red numerals outlined in the light blue, the teal. Sanchez rises and fires for 3, buries it over McConaughey. Sanchez, first 3 of the night, he has 14. And it's a 5-point lead. Inside layup good for Dalton Smith. Nice cut to the bucket. Smith has 4, his first field goal. And it's 28-25, Shawnee Heights. Shawnee Heights showed, I think, one possession of the quick zone. Otherwise, it's been man-to-man for both teams. Here's Rouse, who's been hampered by foul trouble. Missed guard Sanchez. Step back from the left elbow. Misses from on the back iron. Pomeroy the rebound. Flips it out. Top of the key three, Sanchez off the mark. And Smith the rebound, cleaning the glass, the Windex man for the Vikings. Demon in the white uniforms with red numerals and lettering and red trim, moving to my left. Here's a deep three by Finley. Buries it over Sanchez. Finley with a second three. He has eight, his 30th three of the year. We are all knotted up, even Steven at 28. 6:40 to go, third quarter. Finley's got to be careful. He has three fouls, which means he's not guarding Sanchez in the second half. He did to start the game. McConaughey against Sanchez. Sanchez tries to back him down. Nothing doing. Picks up the dribble. Steps through and banks it in. Just kept that pivot foot down, and then there's no help side defense for McConaughey. 16 for Sanchez as he banks it in. 30-28. Heights back up by two. Here's Bonner. Flips it up with the right. Counted and a foul. Kayvon Bonner gliding to the hoop. Little floater. Pure as silk. And the foul's on Cook, and that is his third first team foul on the Thunderbirds. But Bonner went the whole first half without a field goal until he hit that buzzer-beating three right before halftime. 4-6 from the line. He misses, though, there. Can't complete the traditional three-point play. So he has nine, and it's tied at 30. Approaching 6 minutes to play, third quarter. Two state-ranked teams in 5A. Here's Sanchez. Looks for a back cut, nothing there. They reverse it. Left side, Ross into the paint, all the way up, and scores. Nice floater by Ross, his first two. 32-30. Bonner, chest pass to Finley, top of the circle extended. Guarded there, screen set by Bonner. Sanchez switches on Bonner. Finley keeps it, shoots a deep three, glances off the side iron. Bit of a four shot. Here come the T-Birds, quickly down the floor. Here's Pomeroy. Fakes the three, guarded by McConaughey. Pomeroy spins, a little out of control, gives it up to Emmett. Emmett, double team, spins out of it, flips it up, left it short. Rebound McConaughey for Seaman. Quickly ahead it goes to Smith. Out to Wiltz, wide open, triple, in and out. And the long rebound. Cook had it, lost it, loose on the floor. Bonner comes away with it. Gives it up to Finley baseline to Wiltz, cutting to the hoop. What a pass by Finley. Wiltz just darted through the lane and scores. 32-32 tie. Wiltz with his first points of the game, averages 10. Sanchez cut off, but they're going to call a bump there on Smith, which appeared to be the right call. Third on Smith. First team foul on the Vikings. Daquan Lee is in with three fouls. He and Finley kind of a little skirmish in the first half. Both were assessed technical fouls, so which was a third foul on both. Lobbing in is Emmett. Pomeroy swings it to Ross for his first bucket a moment ago. Pomeroy's hit a three. 6'5 senior, puts on the floor with the right hand. Leans in, forces up with the left, looks to his offhand, and Smith just picked up his fourth. That was a crafty move by Pomeroy because he's a right-handed shooter, but he went to his left hand, and that's what allowed him to create contact from the defender. And so Smith's going to have to check out. So Finley has three, and Smith has four. Pomeroy's free throw, nothing but net. He has nine, averages 11. And now Cameron Bryan is in, and Smith checks out. 33-32, Thunderbirds. Second free throw. Pomeroy spins the pumpkin and drills the free throw. Good foul shooter at 76%. 34-32, Thunderbirds with the lead. Vikings with the ball moving to my left. Bonner guarded there by Ross, playing with three fouls. Bonner skips it over to Cameron Bryant. Drives baseline. Cut off there. Good defense by Emmett. Here's Wiltz. Puts on the floor in the lane. A little off balance. Kicks it out to Bonner. Bonner dribble drive. Floater up and good from the right elbow. Well, it was a smooth move by Bonner. He has 11. And we're tied at 34. Sanchez rises and fires for three. And as an air ball, I think it was partially blocked by McConaughey. Finley all the way down the floor. McConaughey calling for the ball. Power dribble, leans in, puts it up, and scores with the right. McConaughey, good job of protecting the ball, shielding the defender with his body to put that up and in. Seaman is back in front, 36-34. Here's Sanchez, picked up by McConaughey. Sanchez blows by him, goes in, and lays it up for two. Sanchez with 18, just too quick of an explosive first step. Tied at 36. Here's Stidman. Little crossover against Pomeroy. Drives, kicks it into the near corner. Three-pointer on the way by Bryan is short. And the rebound to Sanchez for Shawnee Heights. And then McConaughey, for some reason, after Sanchez had the rebound for a full second, reached in and hacked it. That's his third. That was really an unnecessary foul. Third team foul. So more foul trouble for Craig Koch to deal with, the head coach of Seaman. Finley has three. Wiltz has three. Connie has three. Smith on the bench with four. McConaughey goes out.
I'm back, sir.
So it's Wiltz, Bonner on the floor. Zuniga just comes in along with Bryan and Finley. All kinds of foul trouble for Seaman to deal with right now. Finley guards Pomeroy. Pomeroy smart here. He probably should go right at Finley. Now Sanchez spins, gets away from Wiltz, turns, puts up the shot, left it short, foul called. And it's on Zuniga. That's his first. Fourth team foul, just one team foul on the Thunderbirds. We're tied at 36, 3:14 to play in the third quarter. Seaman girls won earlier tonight, 64-54, to stay undefeated. Ended the Thunderbirds' seven-game winning streak. Sanchez rattles in the free throw. He averages 19. He has 19 now. Just a tough guy to guard, man. At 6'6", he can go inside. He can put on the floor. He can shoot it. He can drive it. Second free throw, up and good. Good foul shooter, 71%. Really has no weakness. 38-36, Heights back in front. Approaching 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Finley guarded by Sanchez. Over to Bryan, far side. Open, Zuniga fakes the three. Steps in, off balance, and throws it away. Jumps in the air, nowhere to go. Threw right to Sanchez. Seven turnovers for the Vikings. Thunderbirds turnover nine times. Here's Emmett, picked up by Wiltz. Emmett drives all the way to the hoop. The little scoop of the right does not fall. Great move. Finley has the rebound, knocked away by Emmett, but Finley regains control of it. Nobody picks up Finley. Finley drives, dishes, and right off the hands of Zuniga. A little bit too much hot sauce on that pass. Too much mustard on the hot dog and a turnover. Throw out all the analogies you want. Talk food, especially when you haven't eaten for a while. Makes you hungry. 38-36 after the turnover by the Vikings. 2:30 to play in the third. Here's Alston, the backup point guard. End of the game goes to Sanchez. Bryan is guarding him. Sanchez wants to go to work. Drives, flips it into the corner. Alston fakes the three. Back over to Sanchez. Can't get off the three of the far corner. Now double team trapped in some trouble. And a foul is called. Boy, Wiltz and Bryan just trying to tie him up, and the foul is called, and that's Wiltz. I think that's his fourth. It is. So Wiltz has four. Smith has four. McConaughey has three. Finley has three. And that's five team fouls on the Vikings, so double bonus for the final 2:16 of this third quarter. Thunderbirds only have one team foul in the stanza. Sanchez makes the first. Sanchez with 21 of his team's 39. Substitutions. Wiltz out, Smith in. So Smith with four fouls comes in for Wiltz, who goes out with four fouls. And Ross will check in a moment. Ross and Cook each have three fouls, as does Lee. Foul trouble way more serious for the Vikings. Sanchez hits both free throws. Sanchez will get a quick breather. 40-36. Thunderbirds with the lead and some full court pressure. Finley in the Bonner. Bonner leading away with 11. Finley has 8. McConaughey with 8. To lead the Viking offense. Bonner nearly had it stolen by Alston. Bonner keeps it. Now shoots a high arcing 3, bouncing off short from the far wing. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Thunderbirds. It'll stay with Seaman. Vikings trailing by 4 with 2 minutes to go in the third. Bonner set to inbound it, all the way out front to Bryan. Bryan to McConaughey. Over to Bonner. Has it on the near side. Play at top of the key. Wide open off the screen. The three in and out for Finley. Had a great look. Smith, the rebound. Pump fake. Leans in. Score it, but foul before the shot. It's on the floor. Second team foul on the Thunderbirds. That's Lee. It is. Lee just picked up his fourth. You need a whole separate sheet of paper to keep track of all the foul trouble. Now, three players with four. Bonner lobs it to Finley, front of the Seaman bench far sideline. Finley rises and fires for three, bounces off. That was a flat shot. And Pomeroy, an outstanding blockout, gets the rebound, gives it up to Alston. We have a shot clock here at Seaman. It has not been, has not come into play really at all tonight for either the girls or boys game. I guess one time it counted down at the end of the third quarter for the Seaman girls. They hit a three to beat that shot clock. Johnny Heights taking some air out of the ball. They bring it out between the circles, run some clock, but the problem is shot clock's down to five. Pomeroy posting up, spins, turns, shot up, and rolls off. That was a good move. So I guess when I said the shot clock really hasn't been a factor, it was that time. But they still got it off with about four on the shot clock. Seaman with the ball after the rebound. Minute to go in the third. Baseball pass over to Bryan. Bryan is fouled by Sanchez. He's not pleased with the call. That's his second call for the hand check. Third team foul. Sanchez pleading his case to the official. But the verdict is in, and it's a foul. Bonner always the inbounder in the Finley. Back to Bonner posting up on the smaller Alston. Right-handed hook. Banker doesn't fall. Rebound is Bryan, and he's clobbered going to the hoop. Instead, Sanchez just picked up his third. The two fouls in the span of a few seconds, and suddenly Sanchez is dealing with foul trouble. Four team fouls on the Thunderbirds. And so Cameron Bryan to shoot two free throws. Both teams in a double bonus the rest of this third quarter. Charity toss, bounced in there by Bryan. He has 2 points, both from the foul line. Ross is out, and Emmett back in for Shawnee Heights. Second free throw for the 6'1 junior, Cameron Bryan. Line drive, spins off the cup. One out of two for Bryan, 40-37. Could do a two-for-one. Sanchez, pump fake on the three. Oh, Finley almost picked up his fourth. Euro step, left-handed shot by Sanchez in and out. And then Sanchez hits the deck, and Sanchez is called for another flop. That's the second time Sanchez has been called for a flop, which I believe means it's a technical. And if that's a technical, call it on Sanchez, that would be his fourth. He'd go from one foul to four in a span of 15 seconds. The flop is new this year. And if you get one flop, it is a warning. You get a second, it's a technical. And so Sanchez just picked up his second flop, warning. And that means it's a technical. It should count as a foul against him, I do believe. Unless there's a special thing in the rules that says the flop technical doesn't count as a personal foul. I'm not sure on that. Bonner hits a free throw. I would just put in this year to have people quit flopping at various levels of basketball. Bonner's second free throw rattles it home. They have not put four fouls for Sanchez on the board next to his number, but he did go to the bench. So I do believe that counts as a personal foul. Technicals count as personal fouls. I do not believe that the flop technical, I don't think that's an exception for a personal foul, or is it? Apparently it is. Okay, so something I'm learning with the flop. It's the first time I've seen numerous flops called this year, but nobody's actually got a T flopping twice. So it's the first time we've dealt with this. So apparently, normal technicals are personal fouls, as we saw in the first half with a double tech on Finley and Lee, but a flop technical is not, does not count as a personal foul, apparently. So Sanchez is back in. So, shot clock turned off, 25 seconds of play, third quarter. Shawnee Heights 40, Seaman 39. Mike is a hole for the final shot of the stanza. Back and forth, we had multiple ties in this quarter. Shawnee Heights led by two at halftime. Screen set by McConaughey. Here's Bonner. 8 seconds remaining in the third. Lobs it over to Bryant. Bryant fakes the three. Gives it up to McConaughey. Step back. Corner three is up and hits the side of the backboard. Rebound Sanchez throws it from 75 feet. Well short into the cheerleading section on the baseline. Into three. It is a barn burner as we expected. Shawnee Heights 40. Demon 39. Back with the final 8 minutes after this 1 minute break on 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now with Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Seaman High School. We begin the fourth quarter. 8 minutes to decide this, or perhaps more, if we go to overtime. Shawnee Heights 40, Seaman 39. Seaman ranked 7th in 5A. Shawnee Heights ranked 8th in 5A. They're separated by one in the rankings, separated by one on the scoreboard right now. Foul trouble will reset for you here in a moment. Landon Wiltz over to Bryant. Bryant back to McConaughey. Finley catches. He stayed away from that fourth foul in the third quarter, which was huge. Now Bryant puts on the floor, drives into the paint, puts up the tough Baker and muscles it up and in off the window. Cameron Bryant with four. His first field goal, and it is 41-40. Demon in front. Here's Cook. Over to Ross. Heyman going to what appears to be, let's see here, are they going zone? Yeah, not really, but they're switching everything right now. Here's a pullback three by Emmett. Back iron, no. Finley skies for the rebound. Climbs the ladder and now ahead to Wiltz playing with four fouls. Heyman by one. Backdoor cut. Finley under control. McConaughey open three, bouncing off from the left corner. And then Finley tied up with Pomeroy. Pomeroy hits the deck. And a travel called on Pomeroy. Tough break there for Deacon Pomeroy because he just slipped and fell as he's trying to get that rebound. Good effort by him and Finley. Finley with three fouls. Wiltz with four. Smith with four. McConaughey with three. For Seaman. Four on Lee. Three on Cook. Three on Sanchez. Three on Ross for Shawnee Heights. Lob into McConaughey. Back in the corner. And the ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Thunderbirds. He'll stay with Seaman. Shawnee Heights led by two at the end of one, by two at halftime, by one at the end of three. It's been tight throughout. Finley, a deep three, yes! Bullseye for Finley. That is his third three. He has 11. That from another zip code, 44-40. Sanchez, strong to the hoop, out of control, but is a blocker at charge. Official underneath, deferred to the official out beyond the three-point line, and he says block. McConaughey just picked up his fourth. If that's a charge, Sanchez would have four. Oh, man, Seaman fans were wanting that to be on Sanchez, but their wish does not come true, much like my wish for the Chiefs to three-peat didn't as well. Sorry, Chiefs fans. Seriously, I am really sorry they lost that. So 44-40, Sanchez to shoot a pair of free throws. Back iron, no good. Sanchez with 22 points, 11 of those 22 came in the third quarter. He had 11 of the Thunderbirds' 15 points in that third frame. Kane goes out, and Ashton Brewer is in. Brewer gave them good minutes off the bench. They need him now. McConaughey, Wiltz, and Smith, three starters, have four fouls, and then Finley has three. Sanchez makes the second free throw. He's 8 of 11 from the stripe. He has 23, averages 19. Pomeroy has 10. Only players in double figures for the Thunderbirds, coming in with a 7-game winning streak. They're 13-2 overall, 9-2 in league play. Only two losses to KC Piper, who's ranked second in 5A. Seaman is 11-4, 8-3 in the league. Here's Bonner. Drives baseline. Between the leg dribble, step back, fade away, switch! Kayvon Bonner with 15. That was outstanding defense. And it's 46-41. A three back the other way! Sanchez is able to answer with the triple. He has 26, his second three. 46-44, 6 minutes to go. Bonner off balance. Banker, no, but he'll go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws. Foul called on the T-Birds. It's on Cam Ross. That's his fourth. First team foul on the Thunderbirds. Neiman with 46 points. Thunderhead's given up 46 and a half this year. Make it 47 as Bonner hits the free throw. He has 16, starting to heat up. Dalton Smith in. Landon Wilkes goes out for the Vikings. Let's reset the line. Bonner at the line. Finley, Smith, Brewer, and Ryan. Sanchez, Pomeroy, Lee, Cook, and Emmett for Shawnee Heights. As Bonner makes both free throws, and it's 48-44 in favor of the Vikings. Sanchez goes baseline. Strong move. He beat Finley off the dribble there, and Finley don't pick up his fourth. Sanchez has 28 of his team's 46. He is so tough to stop. Here's Bonner to Finley. Back to Bonner, far side. Stops and pops and is hammered on the shot. And that is on Cook. That's his fourth. So Shawnee Heights starting to catch up with the foul trouble. Ross, Lee, and Cook with four. So each team has three players with four fouls. Bonner, a 78% foul shooter. First one, swish. 9-12 from the line. He has 18 points. He's made 1-3, his 33rd of the year. And Alston now in for Cook. Cook, their starting point guard, with four fouls, so Alston comes in. Second free throw, also good. Bonner up to 19, and it's 50-46. Sanchez fires a three in Finley's space, far wing. Sanchez with 31, his third three, back-to-back triples, 50-49. Siemens lead down to one. Sanchez trying to take over. Finley drives. He stops. The floater good in the lane. Smooth move. Finley has 13, and the Stars are coming out to play now. 52-49 Siemens. Here's Pomeroy. Sanchez stumbles a bit, wanted to get the ball. They swing it wide open. Corner three for the tie. Alston short, and a loose ball foul called on whom? Oh, my. If that's on Finley, that'd be fourth on Breyer. It is. So Finley has four, Wilkes has four, Smith has four, McConaughey has four, Cook has four, Lee and Ross have four, Sanchez has three fouls. Second team foul on the Vikings. And that's a technical foul. Yes, sirree. Let me explain what just happened. So Sanchez was inbounding it, and Cameron Bryan reached across and slapped at the ball and made contact with Sanchez, and that's an automatic technical. So Brian just picked up his third foul. He didn't foul out. That's just his third. So you can reach across when you're guarding the inbounder, but you can't make contact. Can't touch the ball, can't touch the player. I will say Sanchez was really close to the... Usually when you inbound it, you back up 2 or 3 feet. Give yourself plenty of room so you don't inadvertently step across the line to make a pass, give you a little bit more room so you don't have a deflection. But you legally can be as close to that line as you want as an inbounder, and that kind of helped Brian come across and make contact. So Emmett makes the first free throw on the technicals. Second free throw is up, and that one no good. So it's 52-50. So we have seen a flop technical, a double technical, and now a technical on the inbounds. We've seen about everything here tonight. 52-50. Seaman with the lead. Johnny Heights the ball. Chance to tie or take the lead with a triple. Here's Sanchez. Pump fake. McConney goes by him. Sanchez goes through. Double clutches and scores. Man, this kid is an absolute stud. Sanchez has 33 points. 33 of his 52. Seaman has no answer for him, and the foul trouble isn't helping him either. And a timeout called by the Vikings and head coach Greg Cox. 4:32 to go. We're tied at 52. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Jared Sanchez has 22 of Shawnee Heights' 27 points in the second half. He has 33 of his team's 52. We are all knotted up, 52-52, 4:32 to play fourth quarter. Seaman has three timeouts to work with. Shawnee Heights has four. It's Emmett, Lee, Alston, Pomeroy, and Sanchez. Lee on the floor with four fouls. Finley with four fouls. Bonner, Wiltz with four fouls. McConaughey, four fouls. And Axton Brewer. Alston pressuring the ball handler, which is Bonner. Gives it to Finley. Back to Bonner. They double team him and trap. Now Finley giving room and left it short. On the three-point try, and then out of bounds far side, it goes to Shawnee Heights. Well, Greg Cox, head coach in his 14th year with Seaman, told me about Sanchez and Pomeroy. They are a two-headed monster. And Pomeroy, he scored 10, but he has only scored 2 in the second half. It's been pretty much a one-headed monster, and that is Jared Sanchez. 33 points. 22 in the second half. We still got 4 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. And he gets it. Why not keep going to him? He rises and fires again and switches another three. You cannot be serious. Sanchez now has 36 points. 55-52. 4-3. Safe to say he's feeling it. Now the pass a little tall on a skip, but Wilt deflects it to himself. Flips it back to McConaughey. 55-52. Johnny Heights. Kick into the corner. Open. Brewer three. Ties it. Axton Brewer with just his 4-3 of the season. The sophomore coming up big off the bench. We're tied at 55. What a game. 3:24 to go. Sanchez drives, turns, spins, leans in and out. Wilt's a great one-handed rebound. Outlet to Bonner. Bonner trap, throws it over the head of Wilt. And out of bounds in the backcourt. There was a trap from Sanchez and Emmett. And Bonner panicked just a little bit. Threw it over his right shoulder and too tall for Wilson. Out of bounds. Turnover number 10 for Seaman. 10 turnovers for Shawnee Heights. 55-55. 36 points. 25 in the second half for Sanchez. Here's Pomeroy. Skips it across. Emmett open. Corner three. Off the heel. Rebound. Brewer. Man, he has been huge for this team. Bonner. Guarded there by Cook. One-on-one. Spins in the lane and scores. Bonner with 21. Back the other way is Cook. Cook goes all the way to the rim. Throws up a wild shot. Backpedaling and is fouled. And who's it on? Just about anybody he called this on for Seaman could be number 5. And it is number 5 on Matthew McConaughey. Fourth team foul on the Vikings. Cook, a 50% foul shooter to the line. Johnny Heights at 7 threes tonight as a team. 5 threes for the Vikings. 2:40 to play. Cook, free throw in and out. Vikings leading by 2, 57-55. 2 team fouls on the Thunderbirds, 4 team fouls on the Vikings, so Shawnee Heights will be in the double bonus, the final 2:40. Second free throw, Cook switched that one. 1 out of 2 for the junior point guard. 57-56. Seaman with the lead, Bonner with the ball. Bonner is 21 tonight. He's turned it up a notch here in the second half. Spins, double team, finds Smith. Smith skips it across to Wiltz, who's been quiet offensively. Cutting inside to Smith. Smith goes up and scores over Pomeroy. Smith with 6. Nice cut to the hoop. 59-56, 2:18 to play. Emmett to Sanchez. Smith guarding him. Sanchez goes baseline, steps through, puts up the shot and scores. He's just too strong. He has 38 points. Jarrett Sanchez, 59-58. Putting the team on his back and shoulders. Oh, what a pass! Bonner inside to Smith, and Sanchez comes out of nowhere to reject it! Sanchez also the human fly swatter. Pomeroy, pump fake on a three, skips it near corner. Emmett, Sanchez calling for it. Three on the way, bounces off. Sanchez is human, he misses one. Wilts the rebound, outlet to Briar Finley. Minute 38 to go, fourth quarter, 59-58. Seaman clinging to a one-point lead, and Craig Cox wants a 30-second timeout. We will keep it right here. 59-58. Wow, what a flurry of activity. Seaman trying to knock off the T-Birds for the first time in 2 years, and Jarrett Sanchez with 38 points, and it looked like Smith was going to have an easy layup, and he came out of nowhere, skied, and blocked it off the backboard. Is there anything that Sanchez can't do? Laundry? I don't know. Cleaning? I have no idea. But man, oh man, he's been unbelievable. 38 of his team's 58. Despite having 38, his team is down one. Will Oates out of Marysville scored 64 this weekend for Marysville against Centralia, but had it at 3 to force overtime. His team won by 4, and he has 64. The rest of his teammates scored 18. Can you imagine scoring 64 and losing? That almost happened the other day. So 2 timeouts remaining for Seaman. 4 for Ken Darting and Shawnee Heights. 1:32 to go here in the fourth quarter. Seaman leaned by 1. They get in the Bonner. Back cut to Smith. Smith now throws it back to Wiltz. Wiltz, pump fake for 3. Drives, turns, nowhere to go with it. Now to Brewer. Hit a huge 3 a little while ago. The sophomore hit it from the corner. Out to Bonner. 14 on the shot clock. 1:18 on the game clock. 59-58. Team win with the ball. Sanchez guarding Bonner. What a matchup. Sidestep. Step through. High arcing. 3! Bonner takes Sanchez to school. What a move! He has 24 in second 3. Not steal by Finley. Takes away from Sanchez. Finley all the way. Euro step layup. Good. Finley with 15. 64-58. Emmett step back 3 for Shawnee Heights. Short. Long rebound Sanchez. He puts up off balance 3. That's short. Gets his own rebound in this foul to go into the hoop. With 45 seconds to play. Check that 47 to play. Wow. What a flurry of activity. Bonner was guarded by Sanchez, off balance 3, got enough airspace to launch, and then the turnover, Sanchez losing the ball, Finley then down the floor, a little Euro step for a layup to get it by the defender. And what can you say about Kayvon Bonner? All the talk about Sanchez at 38, Bonner is 24-17 in the second half. Free throw up and no good for Sanchez. He's 8 of 12 from the line. Alston set to check in. Second free throw for Sanchez. 64-58 Seaman. This one is up and good. 39 for Sanchez. 9 of 13 from the line. Full court pressure. Wiltz brings it up. He's got to watch for the trap. Got two timeouts to get in trouble. Wiltz nearly threw it away. And out of bounds. Last touch by Emmett. Boy, Wiltz got away with it. Two players trapped him. Threw a bad pass. Deflected, though, out of bounds by the Thunderbirds. 64-59, 38.5 to play. Finley the triggered in at half court, right below us. Sanchez is guarding him, but he can't touch the inbounder, remember. Got to give a little bit of room. Finley to throw it in. You can go in the backcourt if you want to, and he does to Bonner. 27 on the shot clock, 38 on the game clock. Johnny Height's going to have to foul at some point. Here's Bonner. He's bumped and fouled by Alston. That's his second. And that's just the third team foul. So the Thunderbirds have to commit two more to put the Vikings to the line. 59-58, Kayvon Bonner with the three. And then the steal and Finley the layup. Finley gets in the backcourt to Bonner. Bonner back to Finley far side, and he's fouled there by Emmett. Good foul by Emmett. That's his first, fourth team foul. So Seaman have to do two things, easier said than done, and that is protect the basketball and hit free throws. They're up five, two possession lead. Finley lobs it all the way to Bonner in the backcourt, and he's fouled there by Alston with 27.5. And so now Kayvon Bonner, the best foul shooter on the team at 78%. Tonight he's 10 of 13. He has 24 points. He only had one field goal in the first half, and that was a high-arcing rainbow three to beat the buzzer right before halftime. Star players have stepped it up here tonight. Bonner, Finley, and of course Sanchez. As Bonner hits the first free throw, he's 25. 65-59. This one could ice it, make it a three-possession contest. Second free throw for Kayvon Bonner, 6'3", junior point guard. He buries it. He has 26. 66-59, 27 seconds to play. Cook quickly down the floor. Veers into the lane. Now brings it back out. Pocket pass down low to Ross. He's fouled by Brewer. Luckily for Brewer and Seaman, Ross did not hit the turnaround shot. Brewer with his first. Both teams on a double bonus. 19 seconds to go, and Ross to the foul line. His first trip to the line. He has 2 points this evening. 56% foul shooter, buries the first. Second free throw for the 6'4 sophomore shooting guard. He's on the way. And he hits it. Full court pressure. Finley to throw it in. Gets it ahead to Bryant. And we got a foul called. Bryant will shoot free throws with 17.2 to play. Shot clock turned off. 66-61 in favor of Seaman. What a great game this has been. We've seen a flop warning, a flop technical. We've seen double technicals. We've seen an inbounds technical. We have seen Jarrett Sanchez go bonkers in the second half with 28 of his 39 in the second half as Cameron Bryan bounces in the first free throw. He's 3 of 5 from the line. 52% foul shooter. 67-61. Still a 2-possession game. But still a key free throw here for Bryant. Second one is on the way. It is up and it is good. Ice water in his veins. He has 6. 68-61. Here is Ross. Brings it up like a gazelle. Spins. Goes all the way. Seaman lets him have it. Ross of the bucket. He has 6. And Johnny Heights needs to call a timeout to stop the clock. They should put a little bit more time on the clock. As soon as you score, there should be the timeout. The official should be ready for it as well. So 68-63. And they will put a little bit more time on the clock. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds, Seaman leading by 5. Back in 30 on 96.9 The Pulse.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Full court pressure by the Thunderbirds. Finley gets it to Bonner. Back to Finley, and Finley is fouled with 6.9 to play. Roth just fouled out of the contest. He ends the night with 6 points. Daquan Lee is in, and Roth departs. And now the Seaman section. Channing, I believe that we will win. Finley to the line, free throw up and short. Ryer's first free throw attempt of the night. He's 61% foul shooter. He has 15 points. He had the big steal and layup. Bonner with 26, the huge three, guarded by Sanchez, that made it a 4-point game. And Finley misses both free throws in the timeout called by Shawnee Heights. 5.8 to play, 68-63 Seaman. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now at Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Been quite a performance tonight by some outstanding players. We said in the pregame, Finley and Bonner for Seaman, Sanchez and Pomeroy for Shawnee Heights, and these guys have not disappointed. They have delivered. People have received their price for their admission, their ticket tonight. 68-63 Seaman, 5.8 to play. Shawnee Heights has the ball, has to go length of the floor. High school, you call timeout, you cannot advance it. Throw it in to Emmett. Emmett catches ahead to Pomeroy. He shoots the three. It's up and good. And a timeout called by Shawnee Heights. It cuts it to two. Pomeroy with 13. He hadn't scored since early in the third quarter. They'll need to put a little bit more time on the clock. Now, Finley missed two free throws a little bit ago. That really would have put it away, but now, if you're Seaman, you just got to get the ball in. Shawnee Heights calling the timeout. We should have one remaining. So we'll keep it here. 68-66. And, you know, you saw the KU Jayhawks not once but twice somehow lose comfortable leads in the span of just 18 seconds. And then, what was it, 6 seconds in overtime? And so Johnny Heights already ready out there to play defense, but it's a full timeout. Seaman has a right to use all that time if they want. And they are not putting more time on the clock. 0.4 seconds left. So about the only way Shawnee Heights can do something here is they got to get a clean steal and then chuck it. You could think about the home run pass, but if it's not touched and goes out of bounds the other end of the floor, then you Shawnee Heights would have it underneath their own bucket on the baseline. Finley, plenty of room to throw it in. 0.4 seconds left. He gets it in the Bonner. Bonner throws it over his head into the backcourt, and the Seaman Vikings come away with a huge win on their home floor, knocking off Shawnee Heights 68-66 in what was one heck of a high school basketball game between two state-ranked schools in Class 5A. Many superlatives that you could throw out there for a lot of different players here tonight. And we'll recap what took place this evening in case you're tuning in a little bit late. Go through all the totals and much more as Seaman wins by two over Shawnee Heights, 68-66 your final. Seaman gets a sweep. Girls won earlier tonight, 64-54. Postgame show coming up in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maritow Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maritow Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrow. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock and Thunderstone, Minimizer fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrow, Kansas.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
These days, misinformation spreads like wildfire. You need a source you can trust, rooted in Kansas values. Your local broadcasters are more than voices on your radio and faces on your screen. They are your neighbors, committed to the communities we all call home. While cable news divides and digital platforms mislead, your Kansas broadcasters offer verified information guided by our state's spirit of hard work, integrity, and honesty. The Kansas Association of Broadcasters, rooted in community, committed to truth.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And along with studio engineer Justin Pluke, Wade Gershner with you at Seaman High School. What a night of high school basketball. We were excited to be here to cover the games tonight on 96.9 The Pulse, and we are certainly not disappointed. Hopefully you're not disappointed either listening at home, although if you're a Shawnee Heights fan, you will be, because the girls and boys both lose here tonight. But none of the four teams have anything to hang their head about at all. Let's start with the boys game here, and then we'll recap the girls before we sign off here tonight. But this boys game, Seaman coming in ranked 7th in 5A, Shawnee Heights ranked 8th in 5A, Shawnee Heights won 7 in a row, 13-2, Seaman 11-4, and this game was sensational. Defense really was a story early on. Seaman led 11-9, and then Shawnee Heights won a 7-0 run, led 16-11, and at one point they led 19-13. It was 25-20 when Kayvon Bonner, a loose ball scramble, he got it, took a dribble, a little sidestep, freed himself up, high arcing rainbow three, nothing but a pot of gold at the end of that rainbow, nothing but nylon, and that closed the deficit to 2. Shawnee Heights led at the break 25-23. In the third quarter, we had 5 ties in the third quarter alone. And at the end of three, Shawnee Heights led 40-39. And then we got to the final 8 minutes when Jarrett Sanchez absolutely took his team and put them on his back and was absolutely on fire. He hit three-pointer after three-pointer, or a pump-fake drive and hang in the lane and score, had a sensational block where he came out of nowhere to block what looked like it was going to be a layup for Dalton Smith. And he single-handedly kept his team in this basketball game. But the key and the biggest part of this game was 59-58, about a minute to play, when Kayvon Bonner, guarded by Sanchez, good defense by Sanchez initially, then Bonner made a nice move, then he kind of had to create a little bit of space, I think another sidestep or even a step back, and a little bit of an off-balance three, and he switched it. And that made it 62-58 Seaman. And then Finley was able to steal the ball away from Sanchez on the other end of the floor, and then he went all the way down, a little Euro step to avoid the one defender in his way, laid it up and in. This place was going nuts. 64-58 a 6-point lead. That was a quick 4-point splurge there by Seaman, and they hang on to win it by 268-266. So many great things you can say about this game, but let's start with Jarrett Sanchez on a losing effort. The 6'6 senior had 39 points, 28 in the second half. He scored 39 of his team's 66. Came in averaging 19 a game. At one point, he had scored 22 of his team's 27 points in the second half. He was 9 of 13 from the line. He scored 39. He had 4 three-pointers. And he almost was able to carry his team to a victory. No question, one of the best players in the state. No doubt about it. And he proved it tonight. 39. I don't know if that's a career high or not, but man, what a performance. Unfortunately for him, it ends up being a loss. Deacon Pomeroy chipped in with 13 and 2 3-pointers. 1 3-pointer, 4 points for Jameron Cook. 6 points for Cameron Ross. 4 points for Ontarius Emmett, including a 3-pointer. As Shawnee Heights tonight was 18 to 27 from the foul line, and they did hit 8 3-pointers. 2 by Pomeroy, 1 by Cook, 1 by Emmett, and 4 by Sanchez. Shawnee Heights now 13-3 overall. 7-game winning streak comes to an end. They're 9-3 in the UKC. They'll be on the road Friday at DeSoto. Next Tuesday, they'll host Vassar Linwood. But what a performance by Jarrett Sanchez tonight. But not to be outdone is Kayvon Bonner of Seaman. He had just 4 free throws in the first half, had not made a field goal, but hit that buzzer-beating 3 on a scramble play. After a missed shot, ball was loose, he got it, made the 3 right before half, as I referred to a moment ago. At 7 at the break, scored 19 in the second half, and he had 13 in the fourth quarter. 13 points in the fourth quarter for Kayvon Bonner, including the 3 that gave him some breathing room and pushed it from a 1-point advantage to a 2-score advantage at 62-58. Hit clutch free throws. He was 12 of 15 from the line, hit 2 threes, 26 for Bonner, 19 in the second half. Prior Finley, 15 points, a big steal and layup as referred to. He had 3 3-pointers tonight, had to battle some foul trouble. 8 points for Matthew McConaughey, 6 points for Cameron Bryan, including a couple of clutch free throws, 6 points for Dalton Smith, and Landon Wiltz had 2. He was hampered by foul trouble all night long. And then Axton Brewer, how about the sophomore off the bench, with 5 points, including a gigantic 3 that, if I remember correctly, tied the game at 55 or something like that. He came up big off the bench for Seaman. Vikings were 18 of 25 from the line. They hit 6 threes, 2 by Bonner, 3 by Finley, and then they had 1 by Brewer that I mentioned. And turnovers, 10 for Seaman. I had 11 for Shawnee Heights. So both teams protect the ball in a game that featured 2 very good defenses. And the stars certainly shine tonight. Sanchez in particular for Shawnee Heights with 39, 28 in the second half. Bonner 26, 19 in the second half, 13 in the fourth quarter. And Finley came up with some clutch plays as well, finished with 15. Seaman boys now 12-4 overall, 9-3. Tied for Shawnee Heights in the league race now. And they will have Friday off. They can enjoy this one a little bit. And then next Tuesday, they got a showdown with Piper, ranked 2nd in 5A. Piper beat Seaman early in the year by 18 to start the season. Piper and Seaman, girls and boys doubleheader next Tuesday, right here on 96.9 The Pulse. So the boys' final, Seaman 68, Shawnee Heights 66 in the battle of 2 state-ranked teams. Sanchez 39 for Shawnee Heights. Bonner 26. Finley 15 for Seaman. Pomeroy chipped in with 13 for Shawnee Heights. Earlier tonight, the girls' game goes to Seaman, number 1 team in the state. It was tied at 12, and Maddie Gregg hit a 3-pointer at the buzzer to close out the first quarter, gave Seaman a 21-15 lead. Gregg was just getting started. She had 4 more threes in the second quarter at 12 of her 17 first half points, second quarter. Seaman outscored Shawnee Heights in the girls' game 20-9 in the second quarter, led by 17 at the break. Gregg ended with 23 and 5 3-pointers. Anna Becker with 21, 12 for Kinley Wilhelm. Becker added 3 3-pointers. And Shawnee Heights was led by Kaylin Emmett, known as KK is what she goes by, KK Emmett, sophomore at 18 and 2 threes, 13 for Cadence Torres and 12 for Rayana Vega. Shawnee Heights girls' 7-game winning streak also comes to an end tonight. They're now 11-5, and they are 8-4 in conference play. And Seaman girls stay undefeated at 16-0, 12-0 in the UKC. So that'll wrap it up here tonight from Seaman High School. Big thank you to Justin running things back at Master Control. Huge thank you to our sponsors. And if you want to sponsor any of our games, just give us a call or at the radio station. Give us a call at 785-547-3161. Thanks to Rockford Real Estate, Wade Holthouse Agent, Bob's Janitorial, Doltmeyer Homes, Stockgrower State Bank, Performance Tire and Auto, Clements Welding, Integrity Insurance, Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home, and a big thank you to Next Tech as well. Our next high school basketball action on the Pulse. Hopefully we'll be playing games on Thursday. St. Mary's at Silver Lake. That's a makeup from January. A week from tonight, Piper at Seaman. Four state-ranked teams battling it out next week here at Seaman High School. And then next Friday, Silver Lake at St. Mary's. They could play twice, or they're scheduled to play twice in 8 days as we look forward to more exciting high school basketball right here on your only locally owned and operated radio station in the capital city of Topeka, 96.9 The Pulse, KOZA. Download the free MSC radio app so you can listen to The Pulse and any other stations wherever you may be in case you can't get us on the dial if you're somewhere outside of our listening range. Seaman girls and boys win in two hard-fought contests. The girls win 64-54 over Shawnee Heights. The boys' game, a classic, and Seaman comes out victorious 68-66. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Be safe. No school tomorrow for Seaman, Silver Lake, and a lot of other schools. So enjoy your day off. Be safe. If you don't have to be out and about, be smart. And if you do have to be out and about, watch out for others. Allow yourself extra time to get where you are. Please don't follow so closely in bad weather conditions. Because we don't want to be reporting on some horrible accident on the radio. We appreciate you tuning in to high school basketball on 96.9 The Pulse. Until Thursday, good night from Seaman High School.
96.9 KOZA, Effingham, Topeka, Lawrence.